We need to go to stock picks. Ian, you want to go with a dollar-based S&P 500 ETF, which is basically the, you know, the American market.
Looking for a hedge against the South African economy. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with the US economy. Any economy that can grow 200,000 jobs a month is got to be going, it's got to be on fire.
Period after period.
And it's still 25% of global GDP and staying there. That's a place to be. And I think also I'd rather be in the dollar than in any Rand-based security.
Vodacom, results out today. Market said no thanks. You're saying absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'll go for it. Yeah. So it's, I mean, again, most of the, I think what spooked the market was kind of those headline numbers, but a lot of that had to do with the dilution because of the BE charge as well. Now, if you look at it, if you take that out and you kind of just compare the normalized number, I mean, you know, headline earnings up around 6%, which isn't too bad. It's very much a utility kind of stock, as Ian was saying earlier, very much a dividend paying stock. Now, what I don't think the market was expecting today, and certainly we weren't expecting, is the increase in the dividend at the moment.
I saw that.
That also leads me to believe that management is incredibly secure on cash flows going forward. I don't think that they would be doing that if that wasn't the case. Looking at it, you look at Vodacom versus MTN. Perennially, we've been in favor of MTN, a slightly more risky play just because of valuation versus number of subscribers. But I think Vodacom, when you look at management, you look at network quality as well, very, very high. Sure, the usual story is playing out in the telcos, which is that...
Yeah, I'm going to park it there because we need to go to break. But thanks to our guests, Gary Boyson from Rand Smith, Vodacom, Ian Cruickshanks from the South African Institute of Race Relations. He's going with S&P 500. More of your stock-related questions tomorrow. Till then, have a good evening.